Russia dropping bombs in Syria, the Syrian government allowing it. What does that mean for Israel with this unholy alliance?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Two big stories we're following in the Middle East. First, U.S. Special Forces joining the fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan for control of a key northern city there. This as Russian warplanes launched their first airstrikes against opposition fighters in Syria after demanding that the United States leave Syrian airspace. All this complicating the already chilly relationship between President Obama and Vladimir Putin.
While military power is necessary, it is not sufficient to resolve the situation in Syria. Lasting stability can only take hold when the people of Syria forge an agreement to live together peacefully.
A year ago, 15,000 fighters in Syria and Iraq, 100 of whom were Americans. A year later now, 30,000 fighters in Iraq and Syria, 250 Americans.
So where is presidential leadership on this? Why is President Obama not sitting in the Oval Office, having a Oval Office address, telling the American people exactly what the problem is and exactly how we're going to defeat it? We see the Russians go into the Middle East. We see the Russians go into Ukraine. We see ISIS expanding. We see Assad brutalize his population. And the president, frankly, is nowhere to be found on this.
Secretary of State John Kerry meets his Russian counterpart at the UN today. Here's how he described Russia's military presence in Syria in an interview last night.
I couldn't disagree more. I don't see how it boxes us in the least. In fact, I think it opens up more options. I think it's an opportunity, to be honest with you.
President Obama has sounded retreat across the Middle East. It was 1 year ago at this time when the President of the United States said, our strategy is to degrade and destroy ISIS. A report yesterday, some 28,000 European and some American have come into the fight on the side of ISIS.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, a lack of presidential leadership in the Middle East has now created an unbelievably dangerous situation. Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We have been working all morning putting this together as news that Russia is now with fighter jets inside Syria, which you understand is next to Israel. Why are they doing this? They're going after ISIS. Why are they doing that? Because the United States has failed in our policy in the Middle East, specifically in Syria, in dealing with ISIS. And the red lines that the president put forward obviously meant nothing. And the end result is Russia with Vladimir Putin in Syria next to Israel. Let me go to Skip Ash, head of our national security practice. Was a former retired colonel from the United States Army, served in the Pentagon, served the Middle East desk. Skip, dangerous, dangerous situation here.
It really is dangerous. It's dangerous to the point that the Israelis have even sought out the Russians to try to deconflict any problems near their border. So we have a situation where the vacuum that's been created in that area has sucked in the Russians. They're coming in full force to support Assad. And by doing that, they have set the Americans against them. I mean, their interests are not our interests. And their interests are not Israel's interests.
So we've got, I mean, we're watching this. In fact, Logan can pan over, and we're monitoring this on the media. We probably don't have time to pan over now, but we're going to get you a pick. Russia's already had successful strikes. You're seeing this. The United States hasn't been so successful in this. Jordan, very quickly here, this is a vacuum that has been created by the lack of leadership.
That's right. The fact that the Russians think that they can get involved in airstrikes in a place where the U.S. is also involved in limited airstrikes, and that they are now taking the side of Assad, so they're also changing the longstanding U.S. policy. And what we're reading is that, well, maybe the U.S. will try to work with them so that it's at least safe in the air for our airmen, but not stopping Russia. And, of course, this is because the U.S. did not take the lead. ISIS is not destroyed. ISIS is stronger than ever, and it's recruiting more people from around the world, more than it was a couple of years ago.
Absolutely.
All right, you can be a part of the show in many different ways. We do that as we go to break. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110 to be on the air.
And we want to talk about this.
Yeah, or you can join us via Facebook or Periscope, Facebook.com/JaySekulow. Just go to the Jay Sekulow page. You'll see it's the first post there. And we're live streaming as well on Periscope Live.
All right, folks, let me tell you what we've got. We're going to give you a full in-depth analysis. We want your comments. What do you think this means for Israel? Is this a danger having Iran, Syria, Russia in the region? 1-877-989-2255 for our petition on this. But if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
The Middle East is in chaos. Russia is now launching airstrikes in Syria, and it's telling the United States to back off in the fight against ISIS, the Islamic State. Here's the problem. President Obama has never taken ISIS seriously. He's never really launched a campaign to seek out and destroy ISIS, which has pledged to target and destroy America. The fact is, this latest troubling act of aggression by Russia is dangerous and would likely never have occurred if the U.S. acted as it should, take the lead in seeking out and destroying ISIS. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a message to President Obama. ISIS is not a threat to be managed. The United States must stop leading from behind. It's time the U.S. takes the lead in the fight against ISIS. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So here's what we got. Russia's launched Syrian airstrikes in Syrian airspace, and they asked the United States to clear airspace. During the break, Skip Ash was talking about, who's our senior counsel for national security affairs, the fact that they not only have surface-to-air missiles, but, Skip, there's another development here, very, very troubling, and it could raise a conflict with the United States.
That's exactly right. Some of the Soviet planes have air-to-air missiles, and the only purpose of that would be to go after hostile aircraft.
Yep.
Remember, we have U.S. aircraft and allied aircraft, Jordanian and other aircraft who are participating here, who are not supporting the Assad regime, but the Russians are. So we are on opposite sides with respect to what should happen with respect to Assad. So it's very dangerous.
There's also this concern that they're there not just for ISIS. I mean, Jordan, this is one of the things that are starting to be a serious concern, that Iran is utilizing this as well.
That seems to be coming up on our Facebook and Periscope feed. A lot of people are questioning whether we should be for this or against this in a weird way because of the fact that they're saying they're going after ISIS. We've obviously been very vocal about our—
We don't think the president's done enough.
Right. But what does this mean?
I think this is dangerous for the United States. I mean, I think, Jordan, at the end of the day, that we have become this leading from behind has created a situation, a scenario, where the Russians are demanding that the United States clear airspace out. This is a very dangerous development.
It is absolutely very dangerous. And that's not because of necessarily they're saying that they're targeting ISIS, but what we know is that they have now taken the side of the Assad regime. And, of course, that had complicated matters in Syria because the Assad regime is also responsible for these unbelievable atrocities against the Syrian people. Remember when this revolution started, before ISIS really took full control, there was this debate back and forth.
Yep.
Should the U.S. get fully behind the rebels fighting? We waited, and then ISIS came in. And so this is different than the U.S. strategy of just taking out ISIS. We also know, you know, the Russians are on the ground. He's got authorization to send in troops if he wants.
I would not be shocked there. Let me play for you. This is our friend Jennifer Griffin from Fox News just reported this, number 39. Folks, this is why I'm telling you this is a dangerous situation. Listen to 39.
For there are indications this is not about getting rid of ISIS. This is about propping up Assad.
Absolutely. There are no ISIS targets in the Homs and Hama area, and that's where those Russian airstrikes took place today. We're already seeing some images of children being dragged out of rubble in those areas. That is the area where the Free Syrian opposition, Free Syrian Army is based. It's really not clear at this point what the Russian targets are.
So, Skip, is there a possibility right now, based on your military experience and dealing with and having to deal with Russia, that Russia under Vladimir Putin is making a bold, dangerous, aggressive move in the Middle East right now today, as we're watching it on television and listening
Absolutely.
On radio?
Absolutely. Right before our eyes, he's doing this. He's selling sophisticated weapons to Iran, which is an ally of Assad. He has a base already in Syria, and he's reinforcing that and bringing in more aggressive types of armed forces, both on the ground and in the air. He is moving to fill the vacuum that the United States has created, and he's arguing that he's doing that to fight ISIS. Well, ISIS is an enemy of Assad, and it's an enemy of ours, but there are so many other places where we
divert.
Let me
break in here. We got Secretary of State Kerry addressing this at the UN right now in a national security meeting.
Created targets are now operating, are not operating. Strikes of that kind would question Russia's real intentions fighting ISIL or protecting the Assad regime. Now, we have informed Russia that we are prepared to hold these deconfliction talks as early as possible this week. But let me be clear. The United States and the coalition will continue our ongoing air operations as we have from the very beginning. We have conducted a number of strikes against ISIL targets.
All right, Skip, tell us when they say deconflicting, what are they talking about? Because that's come up a couple times.
Yeah, normally when you have a potentially hostile aircraft in the same area and there's a chance that they could fight each other, you want to get together and say, okay, nobody can fly east of this line or west of that line, or you have to fly at different altitudes or whatever, so that you know that if somebody is in that altitude, it's not an enemy aircraft, and to try to get to the point that we don't make a mistake. So that's what he's talking about.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls. We want your comments on what you think this means, questions you might have in the area. Obviously, it's very complex. We're taking those calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We also have a petition up at ACLJ.org. Mr. President, you got to fight to win and defeat ISIS, and now you let the Russian in. We need real leadership here. Go to ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. But, folks, we want you involved in this conversation. So again, if you want to talk to us on air at 1-800-684-3110, questions you might have, we're here to answer those questions, and a lot of comments coming in, questions coming in on Facebook and Periscope as well.
That's right. A lot of people are concerned about this situation. Like I said, a lot of people are unsure how they feel about the fact that the Russian government is going after ISIS. But then
let me answer
what that actually means and what that means for Israel.
I don't think they're going after ISIS. In other words, let me be clear. ISIS may be a kind of a casualty, a sideshow here, but as Jennifer Griffin just reported, they are actually targeting areas that were the so-called Syrian opposition. So the problem is that they're really not going after ISIS targets. And Jordan, that's a great question coming in on Facebook and Periscope, but Jordan, that's part of the problem with letting the Russians into the region like this, telling us to clear out of the airspace. That's the problem here.
That is absolutely the problem, is that now, you know, you've got the Russians directly engaged in airstrikes. Putin has got the go-ahead if he wants to. He's saying he does it right now, but if he wants to send in ground forces, the same kind of authorization he received for what's gone on in Ukraine. Remember, this is a Russia that has already taken very aggressive steps in the past couple of years in dealing with its own region of the world. Now, going into Syria this way directly, this is putting together that alliance. Remember, Iran and Russia, and now Russia is backing the same leader. As Iran, Assad. And so now that they've got the full force of the Russian military, which is known for its brutality on the side of the Assad regime.
So I'm going to get for you, let's get the statement where our president talks about Assad needing to go. The Russians are propping Assad up. You understand, folks, this could be a U.S. Will pointed this out. This could really become between us and them, us and the Russians here. And you had this kind of basically conflict develop at the United Nations just this past week, in the last couple of days. So, you know, a lot of news has happened, but this is the problem. We got a lot of comments, a lot of calls coming in. Let's go ahead and take a call here.
All right, let's go to Bert, who's calling from Arvada, Colorado. Bert, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're on the air.
Hi, Bert.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
What we've got a situation here with Russia moving in is they're very aggressive. They want to take world leadership away. We used to have it. Our president is not aware of how to try to defend and save our country. He's trying he's trying to give our country leadership in the world away.
Well, here's the issue. I'm going to go skip. I mean, we've created a vacuum there. The president made this statement. Let me play it. This is number 27. The president made this statement about international order, more tested than in Syria. And of course, we've done nothing, and this is the problem. But let me go ahead and play the bite.
Nowhere is our commitment to international order more tested than in Syria. When a dictator slaughters tens of thousands of his own people, that is not just a matter of one nation's internal affairs. It breeds human suffering on an order of magnitude that affects us all. Likewise, when a terrorist group beheads captives, slaughters the innocent, and enslaves women, it's not a single nation's national security problem. That is an assault on all our humanity.
The problem is that sounds like a great statement if you are doing something about it. And Skip, the problem is we haven't, so now we've got the Russians in the middle of this.
Absolutely. They saw that we were not serious about this. This administration is not serious about this. They're talking. They're saying, this is we shouldn't do this in the 21st century. This isn't the way to operate. Well, it's the way operations are happening. And let's remember that the Soviets, for a long time, were supporters of Syria. They were supporters of Egypt. They were our major opposition within the Arab world, and they're going back to reestablish that. And if they reestablish that, then we are going to be in a very dangerous situation, is Israel.
Yeah, let me tell you what I'm seeing right now. I'm watching, as we're monitoring all of this on television, let me tell you what we're seeing right now, and that is Secretary of State Kerry is in the UN at the National Security Council meeting. Will, is that what it is? All right, I think it looks like it's a National Security Council meeting taking place, and he's blaming Assad. And Putin has said, you got to prop up Assad in order to get rid of ISIS. Putin comes in with the military. Do they attack ISIS? No. What do they attack? Our so-called allies, which are non-existent to begin with, but they're bombing in these regions. You now have the Russians taking the lead in the Middle East. And let me show for our Facebook and Periscope friends. I want to show you the map, folks. You need to see this map. There's Syria. There's Lebanon. You see the border between Israel and Syria, literally right there. So this is an unbelievably dangerous situation. We're going to take more of your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. Logan also is going to be taking comments, but we're getting a lot of people coming in on Periscope and Facebook as well.
That's right. It's a busy day today on social media as people are chiming in to find out news about this. You can be part of the discussion as well. Just go to Facebook, search for Jay Sekulow, or directly Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow, and also Periscope at Jay Sekulow.
Let me also say this, folks. We're in the last day of the month here where you could appreciate your support as we close our quarter out. That allows us to engage on all of these issues around the globe, defending freedom, getting you the information you need. Go to ACLJ.org for that, or 1-877-989-2255. The easiest way to support the ACLJ, though, is ACLJ.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The Middle East is in chaos. Russia is now launching airstrikes in Syria, and it's telling the United States to back off in the fight against ISIS, the Islamic State. Here's the problem. President Obama has never taken ISIS seriously. He's never really launched a campaign to seek out and destroy ISIS, which has pledged to target and destroy America. The fact is, this latest troubling act of aggression by Russia is dangerous and would likely never have occurred if the U.S. acted as it should, take the lead in seeking out and destroying ISIS. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a message to President Obama. ISIS is not a threat to be managed. The United States must stop leading from behind. It's time the U.S. takes the lead in the fight against ISIS. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
We've got Russia now in the midst of a situation. We've got, let me play John Bolton. He's live right now. Let's take a listen.
A point that the administration has made these last 4 years, that Russia will cooperate in getting rid of Assad, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. No.
We now see Russia in a far stronger position, legitimized by the words of the Secretary of State.
Not just stronger, but stronger than us?
Not yet, to be sure. But I think the point Melissa made earlier, which now assumes importance because of what Kerry said, that he wants to be sure Russia's hitting ISIS or al-Qaeda targets. I'll make a prediction. I don't think Russia got into this to defeat ISIS.
No.
I think it's there to strengthen the Assad regime. And I'll make this prediction for what it's worth. What the Russian coalition wants, ultimately, is to strengthen the Baghdad government under Tehran's dominance, strengthen Assad and Hezbollah, and then reach a modus vivendi with ISIS.
All right, let's see if we can get Ambassador Bolton's been on this broadcast many times. Let's see if we can get him either tomorrow or on Friday, because this is obviously breaking news. We got a lot of calls and a lot of comments. Let's go to him here.
All right, yeah, let's go to the phones. We had a lot of people calling and waiting, and a lot of people just curious about this entire situation.
Yep.
Let's go to Charles. He's calling in from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Charles.
Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Charles.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, when I was listening to that piece you played with Kerry, giving an address, he said that, you know, Putin's recent things that he's doing over there makes us question his motives. I think that's nothing but political spin so that Obama won't have to take responsibility. Putin declares his actions. He doesn't give you any reason to doubt what he does.
Let me play for you. This is Vladimir Putin. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're acting like this is some kind of secret here. We did not come into the region and do what we needed to do to clean this mess up. And I know that's not popular with everybody, but that's a fact. So Vladimir Putin flexing the muscles of a muscular Russia. Here's what he said.
Russia has always been consistently fighting against terrorism in all its forms. Today, we provide military and technical assistance both to Iraq and Syria and many other countries of the region who are fighting terrorist groups. We think it is an enormous mistake to refuse to cooperate with the Syrian government and its armed forces who are violently fighting terrorism face to face.
So, Skip, this is really all about, as Ambassador Bolton just said, I want Jordan's comment on this too, and get some comments on Facebook. I want to hear what people are thinking about this. This is really about propping up Assad. And they've gotten in there, and they've got a way in to do it, and they've done it.
It really is. We have to remember, they have a naval base in Syria. If the Assad regime goes, then that naval base will go. So they, in their own self-interest, they want to have that naval base there because it's on the Mediterranean. So they are committed to Assad, no matter how much of a thug he is. They are committed to that. And to do that, then they have to also cooperate with the Shia majority in Iran.
Right.
And this is creating a type of alliance that's very dangerous both to the United States and to Israel.
Jordan, what's the political – I mean, this is going to become a dominant political issue with the candidates on both parties right away.
Absolutely, because now you have to answer the question, how would you handle now that Russia is involved? Will this invite other actors? I think it was Russia most likely to get behind the Assad regime this way. I don't suspect – you know, like, it would likely be China getting involved. They don't get involved in a lot of military efforts outside of their region. And so, but obviously a close ally of Russia, and to take this aggressive stance. Also, are we building that relationship between Russia and Iran? It would seem to me that this would cement a goodwill relationship between those two countries. And are we letting the victories of the Cold War right in front of our eyes slip away to an extent? We already saw this happening with what happened in Ukraine and Crimea. But this is expanding to another level now, that Russia's deciding to go outside of their region and flex their muscles in a place where we've already got a pretty large air campaign going on, though its effectiveness has certainly been in question.
Yep. Okay, Logan, we got
comments. We do have a lot of comments related to that, specifically about the upcoming elections and also the last election.
Yep.
A lot of people are curious. A lot of people are kind of blaming this administration on their weakness in this issue, and a lot of people are blaming some of the people that voted for the president, as this was brought up in 2012 by Governor Romney,
Yep.
And laughed at.
We have that bite. Let's get that. We will have that bite coming up in the next segment of the broadcast, because I think it's worth playing it.
And
what
was that situation?
When they asked him what the danger was in one of the debates, he said one of the biggest dangers we're facing is Russia. I was working this morning, and I wrote on a pad that the President of the United States, President Obama, has created the opportunity for a muscular Iran, a nuclearized Russia, a muscular Russia, a nuclearized Iran, and a terrorist regime running Syria that will be propped up by these entities. That's what the Middle East policy has done. And I think we are witnessing the disaster on that right now. We're watching it on television and listening to it on radio.
I know we've already approached this multiple times on the show, but we are getting a barrage of comments of people that just don't clearly understand this situation. A lot of people who just say, I don't care who takes out ISIS, just as long as
someone
does.
They're not taking out ISIS.
And someone said, Russia's not going to go after Israel. It's about ISIS. So what? I'm not trying to make you repeat yourself 100 times, but it's just a common thread that keeps happening.
All right.
Because people are seeing in the news, Russia attacks ISIS, you think, oh, well, great, at least someone's doing it.
That's why I'm glad people are listening to our broadcast. Here's the problem. Russia right now, they may eventually attack ISIS, but you know who they're attacking right now? Opposition to Assad. We played the bite from Jennifer Griffith, where she said the attacks so far have been in Homs and Hama. And Skip, that's not the basis of ISIS. That's not their region. So they're not ISIS right now. That's just fact. Right.
I mean, ISIS is an enemy of Assad. Let's admit that.
Yes, absolutely.
But there are other enemies, and it's the Russians who are attacking the other enemies, knowing that we and our alliance are attacking ISIS. So two separate enemies of Assad are being attacked. The Russians are attacking one. We are attacking ISIS. Both of those together benefit Assad and the Iranians, and we have to understand that.
Yeah, we've got a bite here from KT McFarland. I think it's worth playing that. We got time. We'll hold it for the next segment of the broadcast.
No, because some people are just completely oblivious of what's going on, and not necessarily about that, but even Assad. So we're getting a lot of comments of who is Assad, is Assad.
Okay. And I think we need to explain a little bit. We're going to lay this whole thing out. Assad is the dictator leader of Syria. We're going to get into his theological aspirations in a moment. We're going to get into where all of this is going. But I will tell you this. You've got Russia with an opportunity. They've taken that opportunity. They've come in. And by coming in, they have created a situation where the leader of Syria, who the United States wanted to get rid of, wanted him out, said it again today, transition him out. Not only is he not being transitioned out, but Jordan, right now, he is backed by I almost called them the Soviets, the Russian government and the Russian Air Force.
That's right, and he's already backed by Iran. So he's got two major powers one in the region, one next door, and then one not too far away with Russia. And so when you combine those two forces, Hezbollah plus the Russian military, and remember the U.S. airstrikes, which are targeting ISIS, which is an enemy of Assad. So now you've got this perfect storm where Assad has other allies coming in outside of the U.S. who's just focusing on ISIS to take out even the non-extremist forces who are opposed to the Assad regime. And that's exactly what Russia's doing.
Absolutely.
We're going to go over the entire topic in the next half hour.
Yep.
So if you don't get the show on your local station, or if you're not listening on Sirius XM, you can get it by many different ways, and you can interact with the broadcast. You just want audio only? Go to ACLJ.org. If you want to interact, be a part of the show, watch what we're doing live in studio, during breaks, and during the show, and get your questions or comments on the air, just go to Facebook.com/JSeculo or Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. Of course, you can always call in too, 1-800-684-3110, and be a part of the broadcast in all different ways.
Yeah, we're also, folks, the last day of the month here, so your support for the ACLJ makes a huge difference. ACLJ.org, any donation amount really helps us. I'm going to give away a couple of our Rise of ISIS books to people that are calling in, so if you want to get a copy, I want to get this to as many people as we can. You can call us at 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
Take the lead in seeking out and destroying ISIS. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a message to President Obama. ISIS is not a threat to be managed. The United States must stop leading from behind. It's time the U.S. takes the lead in the fight against ISIS. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
mentioned this before the break, said, you know, Governor Romney during those debates in 2012, he said, oh, you know, you keep talking about Russia like they're a threat. Take a listen to this.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat. Because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda, you said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
Yeah, well, Skip, the president is wrong on that one. Romney was right, but let's go back and reset what we've got in Syria so everybody gets a clear understanding. This is what, Logan, you're saying this is where the questions are coming in.
A lot of people are just, they just don't know. They don't know about the situation. Okay. It's been something that's been on the forefront of people's minds. They've been hearing about ISIS, but they haven't really hearing about Russia and specifically the Assad regime.
Okay, so let's lay that out. In Syria, what is the situation in Syria and the danger in Syria?
Okay, first of all, the Assad family has been the dictators of Syria for the last 50-plus years. So the current leader of Syria is a member of a minority Muslim group called the Alawites, which are very similar to Shia Muslims. Shia make up about 10% of all the Muslims in the world. And this minority group keeps power by putting down the majority Sunnis, the majority Muslim group. It is those groups that are rising up against him to throw him out because he and his whole family have really been nasty to the people over a great deal of time. What's happened is this has developed into a civil war. And there are, because the United States didn't go on quickly and take sides and apply the military materials needed to take on the Assad regime, it created a vacuum and a lot of these militias formed. It created the opportunity for ISIS to come up and to start taking over territory. So now we have a situation where you have the Assad regime and its allies fighting against a whole group of militias and right. other groups like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and militias all over the place, many of whom are Sunni. They're the majority right. Muslim groups, and they're fighting this minority. Remember, the Shia, the major Shia power in the world is Iran. That's why they're supporting him, because they have basically the same religious beliefs.
Right. So
Hezbollah.
Let me add something here, though, okay. that I think, because I want to focus this. Because the reality is also what happened was the United States called for the removal of Assad because of the use of chemical weapons against his own people. The president said there was a red line. Do we have the red line bite? Let's play that bite. This will put it in context. You'll remember this. This will help everybody kind of get an understanding of the region here.
A red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized. That would change my calculus.
So that calculus happened. They did use chemical weapons, but then the Russians came in and kind of saved the day from the president having to do anything militarily. So we've been calling for the Assad regime to go. The Russians want him propped up for exactly the reason Skip said earlier, Jordan, which is that they've got the military, the port there, the Navy port. This is creating the real conflict here is going to be between the United States and Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're going to see a real standoff of superpowers and one yep. superpower, which is supposed to be the dominant one, which is on the rise once again. And how will the U.S., are we really going to allow Russia to engage in this kind of action, which is expressly against the policy we've taken in Syria?
We have so many comments coming in. A lot of people are just curious about this topic in general. I'm glad we could bring it to you. You can be part of the discussion with us right now. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Sign the petition as well.
ACLJ.org for that.
ACLJ.org is the best way to do it. Just go there right now. Sign the petition while we're in break. If you want to join us, be a part of the show, all you have to do is go to Facebook.com/JSeculo and interact with the thousands of people that are currently discussing this breaking news right now. Over 6,500 people are joining us right now. You can be part of that discussion, and you can also do that at Periscope as well.
And we're going to take more of your calls and comments. We're trying to put this into a perspective for you. I know it's complex, but I think that helped lay out some of the questions that we got during the break. I'm going to answer more questions during the break on Facebook and Periscope. Folks, don't forget, last day of the month for our quarter here, ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, really be appreciated at ACLJ.org. And our book, Rise of ISIS, is available in bookstores everywhere. You need to understand this, but I don't think the Russians are in there for ISIS. It may be they will eventually get there. I think this is propping up Assad. Back with more in a moment.
But you and I, we've been through that.
The Middle East is in chaos. Russia is now launching airstrikes in Syria. and it's telling the United States to back off in the fight against ISIS, the Islamic State. Here's the problem. President Obama has never taken ISIS seriously. He's never really launched a campaign to seek out and destroy ISIS, which has pledged to target and destroy America. The fact is, this latest troubling act of aggression by Russia is dangerous and would likely never have occurred if the U.S. acted as it should, take the lead in seeking out and destroying ISIS. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a message to President Obama. ISIS is not a threat to be managed. The United States must stop leading from behind. It's time the U.S. takes the lead in the fight against ISIS. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Busy time on the broadcast as we're giving you full analysis of what is now a military conflict with Russia, in Syria. You've got Russian military Air Force bombing regions. They're not bombing ISIS. They're bombing other areas. What does that raise? This is an attempt to prop up Assad. The reality is, at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. But there's going to be a potential conflict here with the United States that could be great. And I don't mean great in a good way. I mean, it could be a big conflict with a lot of problems. Let's take some phone calls. We got a lot of comments coming in on Facebook. A lot of people watching. A lot of people listening. We've got a lot of. We're going to go through as much as we can here. Let's get some calls.
All right, we'll quickly go to a call here, and then we'll take a comment. Johnny is calling from West Virginia. Johnny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Johnny. I'm going to send you. You've been holding for 20 minutes. I'm sending you Rise of ISIS. Go ahead.
All right. What I believe, in my opinion,
yes, sir,
is that we ought to take our planes and land them in Israel, keep Israel's borders safe, and let
Russia. Hey, Skip, that's an interest. I mean, what is the, you know, I mean, it's got the we have a report that from the Jerusalem Post that Russia gave Israel advance notice of its airstrikes in Syria. Here's the question. They did not know, however, where geographically in Syria these airstrikes were going to take place. And I'm sure they were led to believe it was going to be against ISIS or ISIL targets, which it's not, as it is right now. What is your sense of Israel's vulnerability here?
Well, Israel wants to make sure that if it has to intervene in Syria, that it doesn't run into the Russians. I think that's part of what was discussed in Moscow.
Sure.
And that is, if the regime, if the Assad regime again starts moving chemical weapons, or it looks like it's going to use chemical weapons, they're going to take them out, and they want to make sure the Russians understand that. And I think the Russians do. But the issue is, as you said, the Israelis are reporting more and more Iranians, for instance, on the border with the Golan Heights, which is the border between Syria and Israel. So Israel is on edge to make sure that they're going to be protected. At the same time, bringing in U.S. forces, we need to be there. We need to be in the region to do things. But the Israelis are fully capable of taking care of their own territory directly. I think they would not appreciate having U.S. planes on the ground there. But at the same time, they want them in the region on aircraft carriers and so forth. But the issue with the Russians are propping up Assad, and I think what Assad does, if he were to stay in power, nobody knows, but it's going to be very dangerous.
You know, it's also an interesting thing. We're getting a lot of comments. Let me take some comments. We'll take some more of your calls also, but let's get some comments in here.
People are curious about this situation with Israel. They're wondering what Israel is saying. Right now, there isn't an official statement out.
I will give you one thing that they've said. The Israeli Air Force has got a coordinating committee with the Russians, but they have not released in those coordinating committees as of now. We will be monitoring this all day. They've not announced where the strikes in Syria are going to be, and that presents a problem. Part of the problem here.
And a lot of people don't understand necessarily. A lot of people on Facebook and Periscope do, but I don't know if the people who are just calling in and listening over the radio know of how close that Syria is to Israel. We're talking about, when we see the map here, you're talking about a border.
They
share a border in the furthest point from Israel. To drive from the bottom to the top of Israel takes 6 hours. Someone said that's like driving from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Yes, you could drive from Eilat
away you are from Syria in Israel is 6 hours, and the closest you are is one footstep.
And I think you can, Jordan, didn't we calculate it once when we were there that the flight time was like 8 minutes or something to Jerusalem?
Yeah, it's minutes.
Yeah, so you're talking a very, very serious situation. All right, more calls, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110.
All right, let's go to Larry, who's calling from Madison, North Carolina. Larry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, hey, Larry.
Hi, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a couple of comments to make, and then I'm going to turn everything back over to you.
All right.
It's not directly on the Mideast, but more concerning Russia.
Sure.
Economic comparison to Russia and post-World War II Germany directly after the fall is somewhat similar.
Yep.
One of the tactics that Hitler was able to use is to appeal to the pride of the German people, and I think a lot of this is going on in Russia as well.
It's called it's nationalism, and it certainly is. I think there's a nationalistic aspect to this, Jordan, that's going on right now in Russia. We have an office in Moscow, so I'm going to be very curious to get our response from our guys in Moscow, what they're thinking. And you've been to Russia a lot. I've been to Russia. I mean, Logan's been to Russia. We've been there. We've got a large office there right off of Red Square. But this is a rebooted Russia right now, Jordan. This is a very different Russia that we were dealing with, say, even 5 years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a Russia which has shown that it wants to get involved in world affairs once again. And I mean, certainly they spoke to that when they invaded the neighboring country of Ukraine to Russia. But this is sending even a louder and clearer message. While Putin knew he would be at the United Nations with our president, they were in the final stages of authorizing not just the airstrikes they're beginning, but he now has the power, if he wants to and decides, to send in Russian ground forces to Syria.
Yep.
He's got a comment that said, remember, the president did promise change, not necessarily the change we were expecting.
No,
here.
Not at all. I mean, this leading from behind has created Russia to be the leader.
We do have a lot of comments coming in. People they now know what's happening.
Great.
What are some solutions? What can we do? And where should the Americans? Will this one person just asked, will this come to our doorstep? Will this come to our soil?
Good question.
What are your thoughts about that?
Let's take the caller number one, because I think that ties right into it.
All right. Line one. Asif, I believe, is calling
Asif,
in.
Yep.
Asif from Potomac, Maryland. You're on the air.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Hello, Jay. I'm here very concerned about this situation because definitely it looks like this administration will never engage in war. They don't have the pulse for that.
Right.
My question is really simple. What's going to happen with this whole Iran deal if they don't really want to put into effect whatever they agreed to?
Sure. Iran is part of this problem. I mean, I want to go to Skip on this because I think it's important to explain with the question that you're asking, Asif, and also the questions that are coming in by Facebook and Periscope, and that is, what does the United States do here? What impact it has with Iran? Iran has been brought into this. You realize cutting this nuclear deal with Iran set the stage for Russia to enter into Syria. That's what's happened here, but Skip, we want to know solutions here, and we're going to get into this more tomorrow, obviously, folks. It's breaking news that was happening as we were preparing this morning, but let's go ahead, Skip. What are the things we can do here?
Well, what we need to recognize, as you said, first of all, is that it's because of weakness on the part of our policy that we're into this situation. So what the administration will have to do, and I'm not sure they're up for it, but what they have to do is they have to sit down, they have to recognize reality for what it is, not the way they would like it. They can't look at the world in rose-colored glasses. They have to realize the Russians are serious, the Iranians are serious, and they have an agenda, and if we want to do something about it, we have to build our military back up. We have to get back in
but
with
what
our
is
allies.
What's the short term? I mean, we got a major conflict here. The United States says we're going to continue to run sorties in exercises. We're going to drop bombs against ISIS in the region. So we've got Russian aircraft in the same airspace as the United States of America. You said that the Russians have air-to-air missiles on their gear, on their aircraft.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been reported that they have air-to-air missiles, which means that there is the potential to have some type of air-to-air conflict between the Allied forces, the United States forces, and the Russian forces. So there has to be some type of deconfliction. If we don't do that, we're just asking for trouble.
And we just got breaking news that in the light of all of this, Mahmoud Abbas has just said that the Palestinians are no longer bound by the Oslo Accords with Israel. We're going to get more information about this. This is an imploding an exploding situation in the Middle East. But, Skip, the short term here is to avoid what?
We need to make sure that we avoid actually having conflict with the Russians, but we also have to get serious about supporting our allies in the region. The Kurds, for instance. Let's not go through the Iranian-controlled government in Iraq. Let's go give the weapons to the Kurds because they're actually fighting. And let's give the weapons to those who are willing to fight for their own freedom, and we have to win back Sunnis on the ground in Iraq. If we don't do that, there's nothing we can do that will make a lasting impact.
Yep.
Yeah, but that conversation is breaking out now online. A lot of people are concerned for Israel in multiple different ways. They actually broke the news to me before I was able to get it on the air, so it's pretty interesting, and it's a great way to interact, be part of the show. Again, join me this now, facebook.com/JSekulow. Talk to us during the break. I'm sure we're going to have some analysis.
Hey, Jordan, the fact that Mahmoud Abbas has now made this, was this in his UN speech, Will? Is that what we're finding out? Was this the UN speech? No longer bound by the Oslo Accords, that means no longer a peace treaty with Israel.
That's right, and so no more peace process, which opens the door to for them trying to justify any kind of actions, whether it's military, terrorism, justify that and saying, well, there's no more peace treaty, which means it goes back to, if they're saying that, it's clearly a kind of state of war.
I will tell you this, this is just happening, and we're going to try to get some audio from that, if we can, to play during the next segment of the broadcast. We'll take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We want you to stay engaged on radio, listening to us. Call in if you've got questions or concerns. We're going to get to those in a rapid fire round here at 1-800-684-3110. Also, we want to make sure on Facebook and Periscope, get your comments in. We're going to try to answer as many as we can right now during the break too, Logan.
That's right. It's just, I can't even elaborate of how many people are commenting right now. It's hard to get them all down. We're going to get as many as we can on the air, and it's a great way to interact and join with a lot of like-minded people who are somewhat scared
this.
Right now.
Yeah. We're going to lay out what the options are, how it looks. We're going to have more information, obviously, tomorrow, too, but we're going to have more coming up. Hey, folks, don't forget, last day for our quarter here, ACLJ.org for your online contribution makes a huge difference. If you want to get the president to act and let him know we're concerned about this, you can sign the petition at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Just breaking, Mahmoud Abbas says the accords with Israel done, Russia in Syria. Iran with Russia in Syria, leading from behind, not working out very well. We'll take more of your calls and comments when we come back at 1-800-684-3110.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The Middle East is in chaos. Russia is now launching airstrikes in Syria, and it's telling the United States to back off in the fight against ISIS, the Islamic State. Here's the problem. President Obama has never taken ISIS seriously. He's never really launched a campaign to seek out and destroy ISIS, which has pledged to target and destroy America. The fact is, this latest troubling act of aggression by Russia is dangerous and would likely never have occurred if the U.S. acted as it should, take the lead in seeking out and destroying ISIS. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a message to President Obama. ISIS is not a threat to be managed. The United States must stop leading from behind. It's time the U.S. takes the lead in the fight against ISIS.
Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The Russians have decided to take military action in Syria on behalf of the Assad regime. They're saying it's to destroy ISIS. Most early reports of this military air action by the Russian military has shown that they're actually targeting our allies in Syria, though those supposed allies of the United States who are opposed to the Assad regime but not part of the radical groups, that's who's been targeted. But they're not saying that they're coming in just to defeat ISIS, as the U.S. was trying to say. They're saying we're coming in to keep Assad in power, the same position as the Iranians. And so that means they would be working alongside groups like Hezbollah to take out ISIS and any other factions that may be against the Assad regime. We're going to take your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, go ahead. No, please.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. We'll go to Austin, who's calling from Phoenix, Arizona. There's also a viewer on Facebook and Periscope, someone who's engaged in the conversation as well as listening. We appreciate that, Austin. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Austin.
No problem. It's actually Oscar.
Oscar. Okay,
I'm sorry about that. No problem.
No problem. I was just kind of researching through Scripture and looking at the evil thought of Ezekiel 38, and also the Damascus being taken away in Scripture that reads that. I mean, it feels almost like we're beginning to see that, and I think that does raise a lot of anxiety, I'm sure, in America and people who are Christian and faith-believing. Yep. Who know that these things are actually coming upon us.
Well, let me say this. I look. You read the Scriptures about the Middle East, and it's like we're living that history today. I mean, I think that's, I mean, it's the Syrians. It's the same people we're dealing with. The reality is, I'm sending you our book. You can stay on hold here. We're going to send you our book, Rise of ISIS. But we are giving a full analysis, and as we get more information, folks, including the situation with Mahmoud Abbas, we're going to get that to you.
Can you go over a little bit what exactly just happened with Abbas?
Okay, so here's what happened with Abbas. He gave a speech to the UN. Do we have the audio yet? No, we're still working on getting it. It just happened. In his annual General Assembly speech, remember, the heads of each government are making their speeches.
Yeah.
He stated that that the Palestinian people are no longer bound by the 1995 Oslo Accords. That was the basis of the so-called two-state solution. So they're no longer bound by that, which means it's going to be, you will see hostility militarily in the Middle East. Probably it could be erupting today.
Right. To think about that. Theoretically, it's been 20 years of theoretical peace. Obviously, yep. Not necessarily peace.
Right.
But the fact that even that is taken away after 20 years, I mean, it's a game changer.
Especially with all of this going on right now, in the region. Let's go right back to the phones and also get more comments.
All right, Raj is calling from Vienna, Virginia. Raj, welcome to JSEC, you're live. We're going to try to get to as many calls as possible today, but obviously, it's been a very packed day.
Hi, Raj.
Hi, Jay. It was strategic, our emphasis on ISIS and the rise of ISIS. And I must commend you, congratulate you, say bravo, whatever, for all that you have done in highlighting the rise of ISIS. That is strategic.
I appreciate that. Go ahead, Raj. Go ahead quickly, please.
What must we do now?
Right.
This may sound far out of the box, but here it is. Vacate the chair. Have people from outside Congress be Speaker of the House. A team.
Well, I mean, look, I don't. The politics of this, I'll turn to Jordan. I think this is going to become a major discussion point now that we're in a presidential season. The situation with ISIS is we have failed to take ISIS out. The Russians are attacking, but they're not attacking. They're using ISIS as an excuse. I think they will ultimately try to go after ISIS because they want to prop up Assad. But this definitely, Jordan, very quickly here, because we're trying to run through these calls, this definitely takes up a political situation very aggressively here.
Absolutely. And so it's why it's so important that we realize that this is something the president will have to respond to.
Yep.
And the U.S. government is going to have to respond to in a serious way. It could change fundamentally the whole way that the Syrian war has been unfolding.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of, I mean, I don't know if we'll be able to get to all the calls, folks. I know you've been holding. We're getting to as many as we can, and a lot of comments coming in as well.
A lot of people are curious if the Americans, you think, are ready to defend. Are they getting on, getting prepped for this?
So, Skip, Do you think the United States, I mean, the Secretary of State said we're going to continue our activities in the region, which is against ISIS. Josh Earnest is addressing it, looks like, right now. If he hits us, we'll even break in for a minute. Is he talking about it, Will? Do we know? Let's go ahead.
Have been in touch with their Russian counterparts already to set up those discussions.
But Russia says they're going after ISIS. We see reports coming from the region that other groups are being struck, including Nusra and even a U.S.-backed rebel group, which would, at least the way you've described it in the past, mark a larger effort by Putin to try
Let me jump in here. That is a very important point, because they're saying that there were allies, Skip, of the United States that have been already had bombs dropped on them by the Russians.
Yes, what? This administration is living in a fool's paradise, because the Russians have their own agenda. To the extent that they can get us to go along with it, they will. To the extent that we're going to oppose them, they could care less. They'll do their own thing. Yep. And that's exactly what this administration refuses to recognize and respond to.
All right. Let's go ahead and take another call here in comment.
Benjamin's calling from Oklahoma City. You're on the air. Quickly,
Benjamin. Quickly. Thanks.
Appreciate your time. First off, let's not confuse the Free Syrian Army with the Founding Fathers. They would kill Christians just as quick as anybody else.
I'm with you on that. I don't think we have. I call them so-called allies. I don't. There is no Free Syrian Army that of any substance. I agree.
Exactly, and the one that's actually moderate towards Christians is Assad.
Well, that is the irony of all of this. I'll get into that tomorrow, because you bring up a really good point. Assad, as far as the Christians have go, Jordan, he's been the least restrictive on Christians.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's been the least restrictive on Christians. Specifically, they've been allied with his regime. And it wasn't to say that there was great evangelical growth going on in Syria, but these Orthodox Christian minorities have been able to survive, and that's because Assad himself is part of a minority offshoot of the Islamic faith, the Alawites.
Yep.
We're going to take the last call of the day. Elizabeth is calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Lorraine and Tim, call us back tomorrow early in the show. We'll make sure you get on first. Thanks for waiting, though.
Yeah, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I've enjoyed your show.
Thanks.
I just started listening to it the last couple of weeks.
Great.
And you have given me more information and a better understanding
Thanks.
Than what I get from reading the newspapers, and I'm an avid reader.
Okay.
And what's been on the news, you know, because I listen to this stuff, but it's like, you know, it just kind of, yeah, right.
Well, Elizabeth, what we tried to do today, because, and Logan was very good at moderating this, we were getting a lot of comments coming in via our social media, by Facebook and Periscope, telling us that this is a, you know, we've got to explain the situation. We're going to do more of that tomorrow and Friday, but we're also going to give you analysis. What we also want to do is give you hope and what's the way forward on this. So we hope to have David Benjamin from our office in Israel on the broadcast tomorrow. Remember, folks, we operate in the region. So we want to encourage you to stay tuned tomorrow. Couldn't get to all the calls today. It was impossible. Couldn't answer everything on Facebook. Did the best we can. I'm going to talk to our Facebook and Periscope folks in a moment when we got another second here. But again, folks, if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, you see what we do. Prepared for this, started this morning. We were planning on hitting the Planned Parenthood topic, and this happened, and we went right to it. Our team did it all across the board here. Our whole production team did a great job of getting this together. ACLJ.org for your online contributions. Make a huge impact at the last day of our month, last day of our quarter. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. This is a song by the Jay Sekulow Band. You can listen to it on Jay Sekulow Band's Facebook page, Where I Stand.
Take the lead in seeking out and destroying ISIS. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a message to President Obama. ISIS is not a threat to be managed. The United States must stop leading from behind. It's time the U.S. takes the lead in the fight against ISIS. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.